thousands of COVID-19 vaccine doses have gone to waste in Shelby County. An investigation by the state of Tennessee found that a lack of appropriate procedures and communication at the health department led to 7 separate instances of spoilage this month. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, state health workers will now be monitoring vaccine operations here, and a federal inquiry may follow.
Investigators found that only a portion of the 2,400 lost doses could be blamed on recent winter storms. Over the past several days, they also found the health department has been sitting on about 30,000 doses that should have already been put in arms. State Health Commissioner Dr. Lisa Piercy says the goal now is not to point fingers, but to take swift action.
What's important here is that people of Shelby County are able to get the vaccine as quickly as possible.
However, the health department will no longer be receiving vaccines from the state. The bulk, instead, is expected to go to the city of Memphis, which is also taking over full operations of vaccination locations such as the problem-plagued Pipkin Building in Midtown. The city and other vaccine distributors, such as hospitals and safety net clinics, will need to move quickly to prevent more doses from expiring. Doug McGowan, the city's chief operating officer, says this week the number of people getting vaccines is more than doubling to around 40,000, including a mass campaign for teachers.
It will be using all of the Shelby County Health Department's inventory in order to do that. So we'll move as much of that product out of their inventory and into arms this week, which gives us a little bit of a buffer into next week for any doses that may be coming up against that time limit.
Dr. Michelle Fiscus with the State Health Department says poor communication between the Shelby County Health Department and its on-site pharmacy led to too many doses being thawed at once.
It wasn't necessarily told to the folks in the health department that those remaining vaccines were in the refrigerator. And once they hit the refrigerator, the clock starts ticking. They have 120 hours to use them.
The state has also asked the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to become more involved with oversight in Shelby County. Katie Reardon, WKNO News.